Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Buy ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Friday, January 15th. And we could be saying a whole lot of yay tonight if John Morant is on the floor against the Minnesota Timberwolves. How about that? When it came down yesterday, the Grizzlies injury report saw John Morant on there as questionable against the Minnesota Timberwolves. You just can't keep a young man down, especially a young superstar. It will be 3 weeks on Monday if they play the MLK game. Since Ja Morant went down with a grade 2 ankle sprain against the Brooklyn Nets, know that man wants to play. He was ready to play as soon as he got out of the wheelchair, I think, John Martin. So Grizzlies trying to continue their win streak, make it 4 in a row tonight, maybe doing it with Ja Morant. And, man, we're headed in to a great weekend of NFL football. We'll talk plenty of that, won't we, John Martin?
Yes, we will. You know I love the games this weekend, the slate this weekend, so we will certainly break all of that down.
Some real good.
Quite a bit, quite extensively here on the show today. We got a big show planned for you today. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by the great Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann is going to hop on the show, and we'll talk to him about the slate this weekend. You know, last night I found myself, I don't know why this is, I am so fascinated by a quarterback's cadence, man. Like I was watching YouTube videos of various cadences across the league.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know. Like, I'm just, you know, just the...
Sounds like a little rabbit hole.
Strategery, you know, at the line of scrimmage. It just fascinates me, man. So, believe it or not, Derek Carr has one of the funnier ones. Because he gets to the line of scrimmage. He starts yelling out NBA players. Like, there was one game this season where he was like,
Harden. It's like
I think I do remember that.
It's like, what does that even mean? Like, just the names they come up with, you know?
Yes.
Alabama. I don't know. It just fascinates the issue.
Your fascination with it is that from out of nowhere, but I'm fascinated that you're fascinated by it. We're going to ask Theismann about cadences. Yes. Let's do it.
Whose cadence do you think
is
the best?
It's Aaron. Aaron does it to the point that defenses say he's moving his head.
Right.
But he's not.
Right.
And he never gets called for it. Aaron Rodgers is a stud. I see it two times a year.
What about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
You don't think of him as having an all-time
great
cadence?
You know what I think about Tom Brady.
Yeah, you think he's a winner and he'll move on this weekend.
Oh, there's a good chance of that.
We'll talk about all of that and more with Joe Theismann at 11:25. College basketball rolling on. We will get all of the updates here on college basketball at 12:25 with Rob Doster. The tournament announced a few things today. They're going to be doing an S-curve, which means the one seed's going to be playing the lowest two seed. We'll get into what that means. Is there an advantage? Is there a disadvantage to that? All of that and more with Rob Doster. Memphis basketball playing this weekend against Tulsa.
Yeah.
How badly do they need a win? We'll get into all of that with Rob Doster at 12:25. 1 o'clock, we'll continue the NFL conversation. There it is. Turn it back up, Brad. We're getting right back into the NFL conversation at 1 o'clock with Sean Salisbury. Again, obviously one of our favorites here on the show. We'll talk NFL playoffs with him. And then at 1:25, the great Brevin Knight is going to join us, and saw yesterday.
Now, is he good?
Yeah, that he had tweeted he is not going to be calling the game tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves because of health and safety protocols. And certainly I have gone back and forth a little bit with Brevin. He's fine. All he has to do, according to him, is continue to test negative. So far he has done that.
Okay.
But as we know, everybody is under, you know, very strict health and safety protocols.
Understand.
That comes down even to the broadcasters, man. It ain't just the players. It's the broadcasters as well. But Brevin is good, and he's going to join us at 1:25. We'll get the latest from him. John Morant upgraded to questionable.
Man, that man trying to come back.
Now, you want to start my weekend off the right way. You put 12 back in uniform. Now we're cooking with gas. John Morant questionable tonight versus the Timberwolves.
You see how I'm looking at you.
Oh, I'm a Ja fan now. You can't do that to me.
You really want him back on the floor and the Grizz winning again, John?
Well, they're winning without him, so you might as well put him in. You know, if you're going to win, you might as well have 12 out there. That's kind of where I'm at with it. And they clearly...
No, my whole thing is if he's ready to go, I'm ready to go.
Exactly.
Seems like you're the same way.
Exactly.
All right.
Anyway, I think we had all expected him to return. I mean, we talked about it.
I don't know if I thought it'd be this soon.
Well, I mean, you know, I told you they were looking at the 13th. You know, they were looking at the 13th. I guess it wasn't that he wasn't ready quite then, but I mean, it's 2 days after that. I mean, he's been out of the boot, you know.
It also hasn't been 3 weeks.
Right.
And 3 to 5 was the initial.
No, you're right. I mean, there's no rush.
That's still a.
There's no rush.
Talking about with Bobby Marsh yesterday, front office guy, you usually take the long side
on
that, not to rush anybody back.
Absolutely.
But I think that's the dynamic here is how do you keep a young Ja Morant who wants to be out there, who's dying? How do you tell him no? You know, especially if he's healthy, if he's getting clearance. And I think that's where the Grizzlies feels like they're at. And why wouldn't they be if they've upgraded him to questionable for tonight?
Yep. So we'll get into all of that with Brevin Knight at 1:25. We got so many things we need to touch on. Thought it would be a good idea to do the over-under on what will be a massive, massive sports weekend. Brad, let's get it.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Under.
All right, we start off with your guy, Ja Morant. 0.5. In other words, 30 seconds. Minutes for Ja Morant tonight against the Timberwolves.
Over. Under.
Well, this is a question of whether or not he will play.
I see what you did there.
Over 0.5 or under 0.5? I guess 30 seconds. You just want to see if he's getting the game, the over-under.
That's exactly right. Yeah, is he going to play tonight? He was upgraded yesterday to questionable, I guess, from
good question.
Out.
From out, which wasn't to doubtful.
Right.
They skipped doubtful, went to questionable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to assume that because they did that, he's going to play tonight. That is my assumption. I mean, to upgrade him from out to questionable, why do that if he's not going to play? Would not make much sense to me at all, really.
Yeah.
So I would expect Ja Morant goes over 0.5 minutes tonight. I think we see 12 back on the floor.
See, I would sit here and like to just be contrarian and go under and say – they're just going to stick him out there in warm-ups, let him feel it again, and then you come back with what would essentially be exactly 3 weeks in the MLK game on Monday. That said, it's what we said. I think Ja's ready to go, and I think that's why you see the skip from doubtful to questionable. And if he is, How are you going to tell him if he's out there for warm-ups, he's bouncing around, he feels it already? Heck, they've seen him bounce around since he got out of the wheelchair. How are you going to tell him he can't play? So it feels like to me we're going to see Ja in Minnesota tonight. That's what it feels like. Otherwise, I don't know why you're
right. It's a setup for today.
So it's over. He's going to play tonight.
Listen, you beat the Timberwolves without Ja Morant. Yeah. They were fully healthy. You don't need the gamesmanship.
Well, there's no need. I mean, you're on the road too. You just got done. Right? If he wasn't ready, you could wait. There's no rush. Yep. And so that's why it feels like they're having to say, even if they wanted to play a little bit slower, they're having to say, okay. I mean, I think he's clearly gotten clearance. If you're at questionable, mm-hmm. So how can you hold the young man back? That's what it feels like to me. He's going to play.
That's where we are, yep.
All right, passing yards for Aaron Rodgers against the Rams, and the number is 257.5.
Over, under.
This could actually help me because this is from over at FanDuel. This could actually help me with what you think.
What
I might do, I'd love to hear what you think on this from what I might do in maybe a same-game parlay.
Well, all right. I think the Packers constitute the sucker bet of the weekend because
interesting.
I agree.
Everybody's on them, and I understand why. I mean, you have the Rams who they haven't looked great offensively the last couple of weeks. Goff, we know, is battling that thumb injury. He's got pins in his thumb. But I think what the public tends to do is overrate individual players and underrate, for example, defenses. If you've watched this Rams team at any juncture throughout the season, and I have watched them quite a bit, they are for real. They are absolute. They are capable of locking down this Packers offense. Aaron Rodgers is going to do what he does because he is Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to battle. But I could see this being a freaking grind it out. You know, get Aaron Jones going as much as you possibly can. They're going to really focus on taking Devontae Adams out of the game because Jalen Ramsey can do that. And I don't really trust the other receivers on this roster enough to take advantage. I mean, they are loaded in that defensive secondary. They just are. I'm going under. I think the Rams cover. I think Aaron has a bad day. It's all relative, right?
Doesn't go over 257.
But I'm going under. I'm going under. I think this is going to be a very it's going to be cold outside.
Yeah.
This is not going to be some high-octane matchup. I'm going under on 257.5, Jason.
Okay. Appreciate your input. I will say, gosh, this one's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think, unlike John, I don't think, it sounds like you think they'll be able to get a little bit on the ground.
Yep.
And the Rams are number three against the run, number one defense. There's not any promise that they'll be able to get anything.
Yep.
So it might all come down to Aaron having to get some. The problem is he's going to have an absolute stud over top of Devontae Adams for at least a lot of the time,
yep.
And Jalen Ramsey. And so I think for a different way of saying it, I think John is – probably right.
Okay.
In a game that's going to be, 32 degrees or lower. That's the thing about golf too. We'll talk about
super
that later.
Cold out there.
It's going to be cold. Yeah. He's used to doing it. I can't see the 300, 320 against a defense like this. It probably is going to be under. There's a good chance this is a grinded out game. The Rams are going to try to make it, I would think, if they're smart, a ball control game. That gives Aaron less opportunity. I'd go under the 257 as well. I don't think this is some 300-yard game.
And you guys pointed this out. I mean, the secondary and those corners are locked down.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey's the best it gets.
That's the part.
It's not even just Jalen Ramsey. It's John Johnson. I mean, they have a bunch of other guys who are high level that don't get the same recognition.
Jalen shuts a whole side down.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, I'm going to take the under, and I mean, listen. Aaron Rodgers threw for 143 yards against the Panthers a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean.
It's not like he's throwing for 300 every week as it is.
I mean.
I think this is going to be a grinded out game.
In fact,
against
the
number one defense.
The last 3 weeks, he has gone under 257.5. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, so I'm going to take the history here.
Okay.
I'm not saying he won't throw for touchdowns. He's going to have to. I just don't think he's going to get to 257.
I think we're actually helping people make some money on that one.
That's what we do.
The next one is we had a Muslim hiring. Black coaches hired this season. The number is 0.5.
Over. Under.
Glad you made that clear because there are some on the station who wanted to put Robert Saleh in the black category.
Yeah, he's first ever Muslim head coach, but he's Arab American, not African American.
Yes, so that does not count.
Correct. The enemy would count as an African American.
I don't count Calkins. All right, what is this? What are you doing?
I don't think it's the same. I mean,
he's of Lebanese descent.
Right. Yeah, but they're still giving him the draft. They're still giving the Jets these draft pick compensation, I guess, for hiring a minority coach.
Yes, he is a coach of color.
This dude, yes, he there is a pigment.
But there is a difference.
There is a pigment.
But Urban is not, of course.
That does not count. I would say this.
This really comes down to, is but you be enemy going to get a job?
That's exactly right.
Really, really quick.
And why is he not, Jason? Like, how does he not get a job? That's the thing I'd ask.
I just going to say real quick on Sally there. I mean, that 49ers defense was really freaking good.
Yeah. Oh, it has been for some time.
So I don't know how good of an offensive mind he is. It's going to depend on who his OC is, I suppose.
And that's after losing Bosa. They lost and another big guy on the front line. They lost a ton this year.
I mean, they were just in every game this year, despite basically being ravaged by injury on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, that's because of that defense. So I like the hire a lot. It doesn't feel like Eric Bieniemy is going to get a job. It doesn't feel like Raheem Morris is going to, you know, it doesn't sound like he's going to keep the job there in Atlanta. So
has now been offered to our man Arthur Smith, the OC in Tennessee.
Who else? Romeo Crennel in Houston? No. I mean,
they're moving on.
They don't leave us a lot of options.
And
here.
The Texans didn't even interview the guy?
Did they end up bringing him in?
Bieniemy?
I think there was a report they might end up bringing him
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't to this point.
Yeah.
The last I looked. And they were the one at one point, the one franchise that hadn't. And so from that standpoint, and then you heard
they did request an interview.
Oh, okay, well, there we have. That's an update.
They have to wait until the Chiefs season is over.
Okay, fair enough. Good, because maybe there's an opportunity for him. I still think Bieniemy gets one of these. If there's some buzz here lately, it's one of the reasons we're bringing it up, that Bieniemy might get passed up again. Mm-hmm. And specifically if you tied him to sort of the accomplishments or lack thereof recently of Andy Reid coaches. We're speaking of Peterson, obviously, then Matt Nagy over with the Bears. Well, Peterson just got fired. It's not looking so good for Matt Nagy, even though he'll hang on to his job for now. They're trying to tie Bieniemy to that.
Yep.
You can't do that and say that all of a sudden Andy Reid's coaching tree doesn't look so good. Hell, Peterson won a Super Bowl. Right, we talked about those are some circumstances in Philly where you know maybe it was too early, maybe not. That said, you can't tie that to Bieniemy and say, oh, you're not going to be a good head coach based on what Peterson and Matt. And now these are case to case basis, and we think Bieniemy's earned it. I still think but when this thing's all said and done, he ends up with a job.
I am going to agree with you.
And congrats to Robert Saleh.
I think I'm going to go over as well. It's sad that the number is 0.5, though. I mean, it's sad that that is the right number.
As far as African American candidates, I think that's it in terms of Bieniemy. Because Daboll looks like he's going to get a job.
Yep.
Arthur Smith may or may not take the Falcons, but he's going to get a job one way or the other, feels like. So.
We got to do better. We got to do better in the NFL, but I'm with
you. Keep saying it.
It would be an absolute travesty if Eric Bieniemy is left on the sideline once again.
He's earned it.
All right, the next one is quarterback retirements this offseason. The number listed is 1.5.
Over. Under.
Well, so
I see what y'all did there.
There are a few options here.
Uh-huh.
We know Drew Brees is retiring. That's done.
There's your one.
He's got a gig lined up. He's going to NBC Sports.
Seems
so we know he's retiring.
Seems to be just about done. I do wonder if something's close, though. Does he sign?
No, we have. I'll be honest. We have some unbelievable linemen.
Yeah, that's where
here.
I was going with this. The linesmen are great with these half numbers and stuff. Like this is incredibly.
No, we're very proud of the. We really invested
it's craftsmen.
In our resources here at 92.9 FM ESPN.
We've collaborated with all of these gambling
100%.
Places, BetQL, MGM, FanDuel is involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So 1.5, good number.
We know that Drew Brees retiring, so that's done. Question is, will he be joined by Ben Roethlisberger? Will he be joined by Philip Rivers?
Yep.
I think that's probably it in terms
of retirement.
Because
Tom's not done.
No.
He's got.
Tom's going to play till he's 50.
Is there a scenario where Tom wins it all and goes, you know?
Nope. I still think
he'll come back and try to defend it.
Go out again.
Because you have too many weapons. It's too easy.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
His offensive line is young enough. His receivers are still in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Gronk there still. I mean, there's just no reason for him not to come back and try to do it again.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Either way it goes, quite frankly, win or lose.
Even though they've got the third longest odds, you realize that.
Who does?
Of teams left
Tampa?
In the Super Bowl.
I'm still on those. I love Tampa Bay. I can't help myself.
Yeah, I think
I can't help myself.
Didn't you jump
I'm
on
crazy.
Those plus 1,000
on at one
point?
I didn't, but I should
have. It's down to plus 900 now, but it's still third longest of the teams left.
I should still get
much,
on those.
How much money did you put on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I have not put anything on them yet. I will, though. I will this week. You know, I like to wait till day of to see if I change my mind. I will say if the number is 1.5, I'll say over. I think Phil Rivers is done. I think Ben probably comes back because of the money. I mean, it's hard to walk away from as much money as they're going to have to pay him next season. And much like Tom Brady, right? You got Chase Claypool, you got Juju Smith-Schuster, you got Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Your job's pretty easy there. So I will say over. I think Phil is done.
I love these next three. Are we on to the next one?
Hold on. Let me.
Oh, we're still trying to clarify our 1.5.
I'm trying to figure out if we're missing anybody. Because I think you're right on Phillip Rivers. That one's more about the Colts. He said as much. If they don't, if they want me back, I'll be back. If they don't,
And he was crying.
I'll be moving on. He was crying. That felt like sort of him feeling like it's probably over.
Okay.
I think he goes in that with Breeze. I'm wondering if Cam Newton should.
Well, yes, he should.
Even though he'll probably still be out there. I don't know if he'll be somebody's one, though.
He won't announce the retirement.
But he could be closer than we think.
Well, what's interesting with Cam is,
because I don't know how much more that body's got left. The Patriots just about ran it out of him.
You know, he may not be on a roster
to start a year.
He won't retire.
But he will not be in this boat with Rivers. I don't believe. Right. And then with Roethlisberger, that one, I think his deal gets restructured. He ends up coming back, because remember, he's like 41.5 against their salary cap. But
yeah.
I still feel like they think they've still got a shot right now with him. Remember, especially if you give him a run game,
yep,
probably go one more time with him. So I'd still go two.
Matt Schaub retired Breeze already. That doesn't count.
So you're under on this one, John?
No, I'm over.
No, he went over, okay, and I agree with him. It's because Breeze and Rivers it's 1.5, right?
Yeah.
That puts you at 2, you're over.
Matt Schaub already retired.
We could see more.
That doesn't count. You know, he's a backup quarterback. I don't even know where he was.
Count Matt Schaub.
Yeah, so I think we both agree. We are over here on quarterback retirement.
Awesome. Wins for Urban Meyer in his first season. This is an interesting number. Our linesmiths have set this number for wins for Urban at 3.5 in the first year.
Over. Under.
I feel like that's low.
Oh.
I feel like as a first-year coach, you can go out there and win 4 or 5 games easy, especially in the AFC South, where we have to decide what happens with Indiana at the quarterback situation. Now, they could fix that, mm-hmm, and you could lose to them twice. But you've also got the Houston situation. Obviously, you can win at least 1 or 2 games there, I would think, in that division, if not more. And he'll find 1 or 2 more. I could see Urban getting 4 or 5 wins. If the number's 3.5, I could see 4 on this. I'll go over.
I mean,
you're going to have Trevor Lawrence.
That's exactly kind
Wasn't
of where I'm
Cincy
at.
Wasn't Cincy competitive with Joe Burrow?
They definitely were.
They won 2 around this year, right? I mean,
would have won more, possibly.
Joe obviously got hurt in the middle of the season. Look, I've watched a lot of Jacksonville. They actually have a better than you think
good
offense.
Yep. Right.
You've got James Robinson. You've got Laviska Shenault, who was a rookie receiver who was really, really good. So certainly there at the end of the season as well. You've got DJ Chark. You know, yeah, you've got a lot of weapons there.
Got to rebuild the defense.
And it's the AFC South.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say over. I don't think it's by a lot.
I don't think he's winning 7, 8, 9 games in his first season.
I think they go 4-12.
But they could win 4.
I think they go 4-12. But I could see him going 3-13 as well. I mean, it's certainly no lock that they go, you know, 4-12. I will say the over, though, just because I think that offense can score points.
Yeah, and rookie quarterbacks can succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, Herbert could have won a lot more games if that had been managed better down the stretch. They won, they got 7 games.
Yep. Better defense than, you know, Jacksonville.
Joe Burrow, if they could have protected him, could have won more games at Cincy. They were scrappy. So rookie quarterbacks can win. I don't see any reason why he can't win 4 or 5 games.
I'll go over.
I think I go over, too. The latest news I just did see is he's not going to raid the cupboard over at Ohio State. He may only take one person from that staff.
He also wanted to act like he wasn't drafting Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
like, we're going to evaluate Justin Fields.
Come on,
and we're going to Zach. Well, dude,
that's like Trevor Lawrence saying, I might go back to school.
Yeah,
a few months ago.
I mean, there's no need for this. You can go ahead and announce it. You're drafting Trevor Lawrence, buddy.
touchdowns combined for Brady and Breeze, 4.5.
Over. Under.
What a game. What a game this is going to be. A tribute, quite frankly, to Drew Brees. A great send-off, I think, for him.
So they're going to show the replay on the History Channel right after.
Yeah. Drew, you know, I mean, if you guys have watched the Saints, certainly this year, the offense doesn't run through Drew Brees anymore. It goes through Alvin Kamara.
That's quarterback by committee at times,
And then they bring in Taysom Hill in certain situations.
Long, deep passes.
What's the number?
The number from our staff is 4.5, John.
So that basically means that Drew Brees needs to throw for 2. Is Drew Brees going to throw for 2 touchdowns?
That's a good question.
Mm. I'm going under on this game. I don't think Drew Brees throws for 2 touchdowns. I think what they're going to do is they're going to bring Taysom Hill on these, you know, 3rd and goals, and he's going to, you know, steal touchdowns. Kamara's going to get his. I think Tom throws 3. I think Drew throws 1. I'm going under.
Give me the over. I think Drew knows that this is the last go-around. He's going to be eager to sling that thing around. Now, it ain't going to be going far. It's going to be going about 6 to 7 yards.
Yeah.
But, again, like we saw last week, I think Michael Thomas scored the first one for him. And Michael Thomas, I think that was, too, his first touchdown of the season, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
They'll find a way to get in the end zone. I think Breeze fancies this a shootout, that it's going to have to be, that he'd like to have it sort of as that as he rides off into the sunset. John, he ain't going out just throwing 2 touchdown passes.
he's going to go out firing all of his bullets.
If he throws two, then you're probably okay. Over.
And if I have to give an edge to a defense in this game, I will give the edge to the Saints defense, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, which would put Brady at two, perhaps, as opposed to three.
Possible.
With I trust Fournette, to get one, possibly. So for all of that, I'll say it, and for the fact that we can be different on one of these, I'll go over.
I agree with
and
you.
Say it's an absolute shootout, and both of them end up with probably three apiece.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Jason on this. If you think about how many targets and how many shots they're going to get at this thing, it would seem like Brady is going to have a bunch of them.
It's very possible.
So 4.5, John goes under, Jason goes over.
Is that the first one we've differed on?
I think it is.
Don't look so sad, John.
I am very sad.
We can't always walk together.
It's the end for Drew.
We can't always walk together,
brother. How about that?
It's like your mortality, you know. When Drew Brees walks away from the game, it just like it really is a reminder. Like, good Lord, I am getting so old. You know, I remember when this guy was hoisting Super Bowl trophies. You know.
So we agree. If he loses here, he's done. He goes off into the sunset. His kids cry. It's sad, but it's also a great career. But if he loses in the NFC Championship game and it's a close one, you don't think Drew's going to be itching a little bit to come back?
I think the Saints kind of want him to move on, bro.
Like, They probably want that, just in terms of getting the next guy ready.
They see the same thing we do.
Yeah.
Which is that Drew does just not have much left in the tank, man. I mean, it took a lot for him to come back this year, and he's not been that good.
He said he should have come back.
70% accuracy.
I mean, look, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
But his arm strength is deteriorating by the minute.
It's better than Rivers, but it has deteriorated.
Right.
Yes. We agree.
I just saw this one pop up on my email. I'll give you my answer after y'all. Your MLGW bill this month.
Damn, that's a good one.
And the number is listed here by our staff. I guess this is an average. I don't know. $320.
Well, you know.
Seems rather high.
It does seem rather high. I was talking to somebody. I won't name them, but I was talking to somebody on this show who said this is the MLGW's get back month.
Really?
And you know, that...
yes, really.
Jason, mine is well under this number.
Jason gets his MLGW bill a little bit earlier than I do.
That's because the Cordova's running things right now.
It's a little like peering into the future for me, though. You know, when Jason gets that MLGW bill, it usually tells me a lot about what I can expect.
Is yours usually higher than Jason's?
Well, it depends on the month. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. In this case, what's the number for...
The number is 320.
Sadly,
$320 American.
Sadly, and I know they are throwing a party downtown. Whew. They are throwing a party at City Council today.
This is the get back
month. Because I'm over this month.
Oh, my God. Bro.
I am over this month.
You are spending some money on
What, you running three systems out there?
What are you doing?
Well, I run both systems on 70. Is that a lot?
Dude, I run both my systems on 72 with the sister-in-law in town, and I'm still lower than you.
Wow.
You need to call OPOX. You need to call them back out.
I have a
They got you working.
Mine is 250 at my house. I'll tell you what it is. $250 American dollars, and I have 72 as well.
Hold up. I'm sitting up here laughing at you, and you do what? You're at 250.
$250.
This month?
This month.
Do you turn it down when you leave the house?
We don't leave the house. My wife works from home.
Wow. I envy it.
$250 in this
crazy.
Month. Now, you are doing the best in town.
That we got a tight newer system. You know, insulation is good, and the roof is installed with good upstairs ventilation and insulation. Wow. I think
I will say this was the highest month that I've ever had.
You were over 320, bro.
Yep. Ooh. Highest month I've ever had.
This man's under two. He's under 300.
What's the secret? Write a book on that.
John and I talk about our MLGW bills all the time, and Brad's sitting up here having the last laugh.
Man, what?
$250. And that house is 3,000 square feet.
There you go. I mean, you got the key to the friggin' you got the key, man. I don't know what
is it cheaper
wrong.
In Germantown or something?
No, I'm just telling you. When I lived in Arlington, I had a house that was about 2,200 square feet. And it was much more than that.
Well, by the way, MLGW just DM me. They'll be reaching out to you here.
Yeah, they said they didn't get
a correction. Loud.
With a correction.
They said under 300. Well, something's got to be wrong here. They'll be talking to you, Brad.
You haven't answered yours yet.
Hey, what's yours?
I'm just
over?
Barely.
Are you over 320?
We said the number's 320. I'm just barely under. It was like,
oh, good. You're
just
low.
I was over 300. But just barely under that 320. That's the only reason I'm under.
When I say 300, I've never seen 300 in the last few years.
My gosh, you are a blessed man.
Wow.
I'll show it to you, too. Like, I'm not BSing y'all.
I mean, now, I will say, in November, for example, right, the month of November, my MLGW bill was 138.
So, we were catching like a break. That's why I thought that this was the get back.
It averages. Well, I think MLGW is.
We do the averaging.
This is a revenge month. For MLGW.
Not out there at the Carson household.
I even had a water leak in Germantown.
Wow. That's just that is truly something.
Of course, they don't charge for the water. Right, the city, that's a separate bill.
I have to take a break because I got to turn Brad in here.
Yeah, we're gonna be making sure you get that bill corrected. And you'll be on the 300 Club here real soon.
I can't imagine.
Stay tuned. Anyway, great weekend ahead in sports. There's no doubt about that. We'll come back. Joe Theismann going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the NFL playoffs, about cadences, about Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Nick Costos here. Join myself and Sarah Perlman this Saturday and Sunday on BetQL's Countdown to Kickoff as we get you set to bet on the pro football playoffs. We'll cover the spread, total, and much more. You won't find a better way to prep for every game, and you can follow along on the BetQL app.
Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Costos, brought to you by BetQL on Memphis's football station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called Same Game Parlay Bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay Bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the divisional round. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect your parlay. That's right, you can place a Same Game Parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with Same Game Parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of the many ways you can win on FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 929 FM ESPN. And if you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started and use my promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, at sign up. That's promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, at sign up. If you're a current customer, then you're all set. Go check out Same Game Parlays, only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problems, support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
The Etceteras Podcast, hosted by Kevin Durant and Andy Gonzalez, dives into the landmark cultural moments that have helped shape the world as we know it today. The Etceteras Podcast, available on radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ing for small business. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and copying, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. We can reenact things
extreme like Joe Theismann is a Super Bowl champion, an MVP, a Memphian. Playoffs roll on this weekend. Let's make Joe Theismann the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing giant interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Joe, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Great to catch up with you two guys.
Well, pleasure to have you.
This is kind of a strange question to start with, but I want to get your opinion as somebody who played this position and did it so well. Of the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, who, in your opinion, has the most effective cadence?
Oh, I think Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron does a great job, and we get a chance to hear it now without fans in the stands.
It's true.
You get a chance to really hear the different cadences that guys use and the way they go about it. I think Aaron, by far, has the most unique ability to be able to draw people off sides and observe people, you know, trying to be substituted. He runs that part of the game better than anybody.
How much of that, as somebody who, you know, I love football, I watch football as much as I can, didn't play it, how much of what we hear, right, at the line of scrimmage is complete junk, and how much of it is actually something that Aaron Rodgers is trying to direct, for example? Like, how much of it is junk and how much of it is useful?
You know, it's hard to say. You want to not fall into a rhythm of repeating yourself with certain things. I mean, certain plays, like we used to change colors, live colors at halftime. Mm. So through the course of the game, you're always sort of feeling out what a sense that the defense is getting their handle on. And then you make the changes accordingly. You know, I would say probably in Aaron's case, it could be up to 60% because he does a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, just like Peyton did. Whereas in a case of Drew Brees, you wouldn't see Drew make plays maybe 5% of the time because he just gets up under center or gets in the gun and he just goes. So it depends on the philosophy of the offensive coordinator. The play caller, and then, you know, Drew will do it every now and then just to put that doubt in the mind of the defensive ends and linebackers and safeties that want to come.
Let's stick to playing the position and doing it in the cold. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. It's supposed to be 32 degrees in Green Bay tomorrow when they play. Now, Aaron's got a bunch of starts in that, obviously 34 of them, including the playoffs, but Goff just two, and he's been bad in both of them. Joe, how do you prepare? Is there something? Now, I watch Aaron all the time as a Bears fan, and he makes it look easy, but what are the concerns for a guy like Goff who has struggled in his two starts in the cold? What are the concerns? Like, what, you know, are you on the sideline staying as warm as you can? Do you just try to put it out of your mind? Can some guys handle it and some can't? How do you deal with the cold?
Well, you really try and put it out of your mind as much as you can. I remember playing in Buffalo where it was 0 degrees. You can try and put it out of your mind as much as you want.
But when
the thermometer reads zero, there ain't much you can do about it, I can tell you that.
Right.
See, the other thing about Jared Goff's situation is you got to remember, he had surgery on that thumb less than 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So it isn't just performing in cold weather. It's performing in cold weather, trying to grip a football that is harder because of the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably got wet spots on it because the ground will be moist. And so that's a great challenge, I think, for him. In this particular game, going through what he went through with the operation on his thumb, I think it's a great challenge.
We are, of course, talking to Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, MVP, here on the Jason and John Show. I think the most interesting matchup this weekend is what's happening in the NFC South. You got Tom Brady, who, I mean, is just as good as he has ever been, it feels like. Drew Brees, I think we all kind of assume this is the last hoorah for him. What do you expect? I mean, do you think the Bucks, you know, they have lost twice in a row to the Saints? Do you think they have what it takes to advance? How do you see this game shaking out?
They scare me a little bit because I saw how they played against Washington. They dropped a bunch of balls. Washington came back in a big fashion to try and be able to make that, you know, make that game even closer than it was. I think Tampa Bay is going to have to play a whole lot better football to beat New Orleans. And I don't adhere to this thing, well, you can't beat a team three times. Yeah, you can if they're not playing well. I think Tom's going to have to be protected. I think they're going to have to catch the football. They're going to want to press it down the field. But if you look at the New Orleans games, the previous two, New Orleans' defense has not been talked about enough.
Right.
As being, I think, the reason why they're where they are. You saw what Sean wanted to do last week. He took Drew out of the game, put in Taysom Hill to be able to throw a bomb. He max protected. He ran a two-man route, one crossing route, one post. The post was open had he not got his hand hit. So that tells you that they're going to run probably short passing games. Michael Thomas is back. Kamara's back. So New Orleans is at full strength. And, you know, is Jones going to be available for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because their running attack, you know, with Fournette is limited as far as the things they want to do on the ground. And so if you're going to drop Tom back 35, 40 times in that game, you know things are not going to happen great all the time.
Joe, what's the key for Baker Mayfield in this game against the Chiefs that no one's going to give them a chance in, much like few gave them a chance against Pittsburgh? What's the key for him?
I think Baker just has to play within himself. He can't try and do too much. I think the running game will be vitally important to Baker Mayfield. You're just going to have to be able to run the football to be able to take the pressure off. And you can't try and, you know, in the early parts of the game, you can't try and match Kansas City deep play for deep play. You can't match them score for score. You basically want Patrick to stand on the sidelines as much as possible. And they have the running backs to do that. I think Cleveland is probably, other than Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, one of the better running teams in this particular playoff series that we're in. So to me, it's got to be running the football. And Baker just can't try and do too much. You know, throw the ball away. Play the kind of football you've been playing of late.
Right.
Play smart with the ball in your hand. And it's interesting, too, because I was listening to a radio show earlier or later, and about which quarterback has the most pressure in this particular playoff run of these 18.
Mm-hmm.
And no one mentioned one guy in particular who I think has the most pressure, and that's Patrick Mahomes. He has not played well at all in the last couple of games. I don't think he has, and by his own admittance, he probably played the worst game of the season last time they played, a couple weeks ago. Plus, now you're the defending champions. Cleveland has no expectation. They're there. Yay, whoopee, terrific, we're here. And whatever happens is going to happen. It'll be a good year under all circumstances. For Kansas City, if you don't play well against Cleveland, if you barely squeak by, you're showing vulnerability. And, I mean, to me, the way you slow down Kansas City's offense is you take Tariq Hill out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow him to get big plays. You know, Patrick's going to run around. He's going to throw the ball around. Now the question is who's going to catch it? He threw more interceptions than I've seen him in the last game they played. So, to me, I think Patrick Mahomes is probably under as much pressure or more than anybody that's lining up to play.
What about Aaron? I mean, while we're on the subject of pressure and just, you know, sense of urgency, I mean, at least with Mahomes, right, he is coming off a Super Bowl, and it feels like he will be heard from, you know, for the next 10 to 15 years. Aaron is the presumptive MVP. He's 37 years old. They just traded up to draft a quarterback. I mean, isn't there an immense sort of pressure on Aaron? Because if they don't win a Super Bowl this year, it's you wonder, you know, is Aaron going to stay in Green Bay? Where does it go from here?
Aaron's going to stay in Green Bay. Let me put that to rest, okay? They're not going to let him go. Even though they drafted a quarterback, the kid's nowhere near ready to play. He's not even dressing for games. I mean, that tells you all you really need to know. I think Aaron's probably going to sign an extension to take him to 40. He can still operate the offense. Remember, it's only his second year in Matt LaFleur's offense. And you saw what happened when the coach and the quarterback got on the same page. he had another record-setting year. About four interceptions through an entire season. Just phenomenal with what he's been able to do. I think he is as comfortable in that offense right now as anybody lining up under center. And I don't see him playing with any kind of pressure. They're in Green Bay. They know the difficulty. If Tampa wins, they have to go to Green Bay. They've got the Rams, who haven't played well in the cold weather. So there's a lot of reasons to feel pretty darn good about what you're doing if you're Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Why does it look like, Joe, that Josh Allen feels no pressure? At this point in his career, where you'd think something would rattle the kid, all he's doing lately is making, you know, the right reads, the right decisions. And, you know, a couple of years ago we were saying, well, he's completely inaccurate, he's not going to make it. And then now, what do you attribute the growth to, and can he continue to carry them at this level with so much pressure just on him, Joe?
I think he's gotten a great shot in the arm from Stephon Diggs. I think that
sure.
Stephon Diggs
yeah.
to the Buffalo Bills is what Tariq Hill is to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Absolutely, no question. The thing is, I think he's more comfortable in the system with Alex. Yeah, I mean, you get to a point where the coordinator and the quarterback have to be on the same page mentally, and if that's the case, then you're running the offense efficiently. You're taking the thought process out of it, and you're reacting and being able to do the things that you naturally were able to do. I mean, you have to look at Josh Allen and you look at Ryan Tannehill. Josh, people weren't real sold on him. I mean, he was a kid out of Wyoming, threw the ball around. Yeah, he runs well. They still run him a fair amount. I think they put him in harm's way a little too much at times.
Agreed.
And then you look at Ryan Tannehill. I mean, everybody thought, oh, man, he's just a bust. He was down in Miami. He can't play. Well, 2 years ago, the Titans were a game away from the Super Bowl.
That's true.
This year, they were a score away from advancing in the playoffs. So I asked Tom Brady this, and I really think that this applies. I asked Tom, what made you great? You know, what's the thing that made you great? Don't think about it a long time. Just tell me. Mm-hmm. He said the right time, the right place, and the right people. And I think that can apply to both Ryan Tannehill and Josh Allen. They're in an offense at the right time. They've got people around them in Buffalo where they've got a defense to support them. And they've got the right people around them. And Tom made it very clear that enjoy the success he has. And I think for both Ryan and Josh, that would be a very, very feasible explanation for both of them.
Yep, we're talking to Joe Theismann, former Super Bowl champion, MVP here on the show. Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is the guy in Jacksonville. Do you think he'll be successful there? He certainly is going to have a great head start there with Trevor Lawrence, it feels like.
Well, I don't agree with everybody. First of all, he's never coached in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Now, he's had health problems in college. Let me tell you something. Coaching at the NFL level is way different than coaching at the collegiate level. You've got it. It's 24/7. You're putting in long, long days. And Urban takes everything very, very hard. He works very hard at the job that he has as a head coach. And Trevor Lawrence is going to be a rookie. I mean, Tua's been benched twice. And you look at the struggle. We talk about Josh Allen. We talked about Ryan Tannehill. These are guys that have played their way into positions. But in the beginning, it was sort of ugly, I guess you could say. So now, and I always look at it this way. If you're drafting first, second, third, fourth in the draft, you need a lot more people on your roster than just the quarterback position. Jacksonville's going to need other people to be able to come in
Absolutely.
And fill that roster. And they're going to be young as well. And you know, to me, it's one thing to talk about the head coach, but it's another thing to look at the people that they hire as their assistants. Who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the defensive coordinator? What concept are you going to run on defense? Did you build the team previously as a 3-4 defense? Now all of a sudden you bring in a defensive coordinator who's a 4-3 guy. It's a transition period. So I think this is one of the more curious hires that I've seen in the last 5 years or so. There are a lot of really great assistant coaches that understand this game in the National Football League. And now you're dipping into someone who hasn't coached in a while, who has had health issues almost everywhere he's been, and now you're throwing him into a bigger fire than ever was presented in college football. So I'll be as curious as anybody to see how he does. I wish him all the luck in the world. but it's going to be a whole different ballgame. I don't care how much money you're making. If your health is at stake, I always say this. My wife and I talk about it, Rob and I. If you have your health, you have wealth.
That's it.
And that's what, you know, and that's the most important thing. And I think, for, you know, just a little thing for everybody listening is, you know, I hope everybody's staying safe. I hope everybody's using a mask and washing your hands and social distancing. We have to do those things to get past all this stuff and, you know, get back to, it'll be a new normal, but it'll be certainly different than the restrictions that we're under now.
Joe, looked like Washington's offense found a really nice piece in our man Antonio Gibson. How quickly can you get the right quarterback in there? Maybe it's Alex Smith for the time being. What's the next step? How quickly can you get that guy in there to sort of take advantage of that great defense you got?
Well, we saw what Antonio could do early on when he was healthy. And then I think the last week, I don't think he was healthy. I didn't think, you know, of course, he didn't play the week before. Young man is special. I mean, he's a little bit like a Christian McCaffrey, sort of a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
You can play him at wide receiver, which they didn't do a lot. You can throw the ball to him out of the backfield. They used him more as a runner, and you saw his ability to break tackles and run the football. I think he's got a great future. And Taylor Heinicke just played fantastic.
Yes,
I mean, going into, you know, if you don't add anybody to this roster, he sort of is the heir apparent to the job. But Ron Rivera made an interesting statement this week. He said that in the beginning of this year, he made a mistake by not opening up the quarterback position to competition.
Interesting.
He anointed Dwayne the starter right away.
Yeah.
And Ron said, hey, look, I'm going to tell you flat out, this was my bad. It was a mistake that he made. And this is one thing you love about Ron Rivera. He is just, he is honest as can be. He runs his ship the way he wants to, irrespective of what anybody else thinks. And you have to admire that tremendously. And he came out and basically said, hey, look, I should have opened it up to competition. It would have been interesting. Heinicke wasn't there till December anyway.
Right.
But at least there would have been an open competition, and somebody felt like they could have had a chance to compete for a job. And, of course, Alex didn't get the go-ahead until, 9 weeks in, basically. So, you know, I don't know if it would have been much different for our football team, but certainly the defense has a great foundation. Offensively, they'll probably add some pieces. Terry McLaurin is just a first-class guy. Chase Young, first-class guy. I mean, you look at this football team. This football team now is a group of young men, and I put Antonio in that category, with a whole bunch of character and a whole bunch of talent. And that's going to make us dangerous going forward.
It's getting there.
Joe, you're the best, man. Appreciate the
time.
As always, enjoy the game.
Have a great weekend, sir.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourself. Good catching up. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you, brother.
Joe Theismann, MVP, Super Bowl champion here on the show. Always do appreciate his time. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We'll talk college basketball with Rob Doster at 12:25. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we broadcast the 15th annual National Civil Rights Legacy Game with the Memphis Grizzlies on MLK Monday. Pre-game at 3:30 p.m. with Jessica Benson, following the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Tip at 4 p.m. with Eric Hasseltine. The MLK Game, Monday, Grizzlies versus Suns. Live shows on 92.9 all day till 3:30 p.m. Pre-game with Jessica Benson at 3:30. Tip at 4 p.m. on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What's up, sports fans? Excited for the pro football playoffs? If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all make better sports bets. BetQL analyzes over 350,000 bets each year to find the most profitable opportunities. They rate each bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's kind of like a big green light telling you to go. You don't put your car in drive without buckling your seatbelt, right? So why place a bet without checking BetQL first? Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here, not some hot takes from a random guy online. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That's BetQL.com.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
My father started LSI 41 years ago, and I spent many summers with him. He was going through some photos and found a picture of me in a high chair sitting next to a laminator when I was probably 2. Working with my dad was awesome. He taught me a lot of things, and now that I've got 3 boys, all of them want to be a part of it. It's very rewarding driving around Memphis and seeing your product all over the place. Whether it's a vehicle driving down the street at a red light or going to a sporting event and seeing your banners or your signage. The most rewarding thing is being able to bring jobs to the local market and be able to see it in their face when they show up every day knowing that they're going to get a paycheck. Pretty much whatever we need to grow the business, Triumph is there. They're behind us to fund us and to keep us growing and to help us keep going for another 40 years. I am Mason Ezell, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your Triumph.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Like it. John Martin dancing his Tina Turner.
Wow. What a day. What a song. What an artist here on the Jason and John
it
Show.
It picks the energy up, doesn't it?
That's what the Ravens are saying this weekend as they continue to play on. And you know what the Titans are saying?
You know, y'all said that before they did.
They crashed into Baltimore. Anyway, congrats to the Titans on what was an unbelievable season.
You funny.
Great year. They are rolling on the river at the house. At the house. They can, you know, look out onto the Mississippi. You know, they can come to Memphis, take a nice tour of Elvis's.
What are you talking about?
I'm just giving
them. They could do a virtual tour.
They could do a virtual tour, but that won't be till the end of the month. I'm just giving them something they can do, you know, in the meantime, in between. I don't know. I think the Titans could open up Graceland. I think we would make some exceptions for them after the unbelievable season that they had. I just wanted to give them some proper. So today on a Friday, feeling good. And I mean, I think you had a Russian champ. You had, you know, a decent quarterback. And you had the revival and the emergence of A.J. Brown. I mean, I thought it was a – there are a lot of positives to take out of that season for the Titans. Did it end up the way we wanted? No, not even close. No, who would have thought
– ended up the way you wanted.
Who would have thought it would have ended
– You ain't we. This ain't a we deal.
In the first round of the playoffs. I mean, I certainly thought we were built for much longer runs than that. But, you know, you take the good with the bad – And that's just the way that's life.
Well, they must be pretty good for this news that you're about to get to.
Well, you know,
ain't that right?
The way that I look at it, and this is how I'm trying to approach life. It's a new mentality. We'll see if I can stick to it. But it goes like this.
It shouldn't be applauded unless he's for real about it.
If it's different,
though,
VC. I'm going to applaud it ahead of time.
It goes like this: if it comes, let it.
That's what I say about the Grizz lottery pick. That's all. That's how I'd approach.
Well, here's what you should be saying about the Grizzlies lottery pick. If it goes, let it. That's how I look at life now, and that's how the Tennessee Titans should look at their success, because it's creeping out the door. Arthur Smith has been offered the job in Atlanta, and it seems like that's the one he is leaning towards taking. It makes sense. They have a great offense. They have Matt Ryan. They have Julio Jones. They have Calvin Ridley. That's probably one of the more attractive situations. Maybe not the most, but it's one of the most. And, you know, it's a division there. If Drew Brees is retiring, Tom Brady's only going to play 10 more years, you got to figure. You know, it could be there for the taking. But I actually do believe this. I mean, I know that Titans OC job is going to be attractive. For sure, but this will be yet another. I mean, it's gonna be a brutal 2 weeks for Titans fans because last week you had the loss. This week you're gonna have your OC leaving.
Is it brutal?
It hurts.
Isn't this position becoming somewhat of a springboard for head coaches? Did Matt LaFleur go from this spot?
He did.
To over to Green Bay.
He did, and they found another.
And so if you're Arthur Smith's replacement, you're looking at that job. Is this I can go after 2 years and maybe get myself a head coaching job? It's funny. Earlier this year, I'd have told you, and the story was already out on Arthur Smith, sort of that. Oh man, this guy, he's fantastic. He's earned everything he's gotten. Like he's not somebody who's had it handed to him, as you might suspect, being the son of Fred Smith. He's somebody who's gone out there and earned it, but more importantly, earned the respect of those players. I I didn't so much believe, well, the genius of it, right? Because how much of a genius does it take to run Derrick Henry and to have dude just be a battering ram for you? So I watched early on. I had my doubts. But then as I watch him through the season and sort of how, you know, you'd think it's simple, right, to look at your personnel and decide, okay, this is what we run. But then I'm a Chicago Bears fan. And what you find out is a lot of times these guys try to outsmart themselves, and it doesn't match up with the personnel. Arthur Smith knows what he's got, and he takes advantage of it. And that's what you've got to do as an NFL head coach.
Yep.
Is be what you are, not try to be something you're not. And you'll see half the league half the time trying to be something it's not.
Yep.
And so that's when I said, you know what? Probably going to be pretty good. And I got to a point where I was doubting to start, but then can we get a look at this guy? Because, frankly, what he loved to do, and again, with that personnel, why wouldn't you, was the play action, the run. It's exactly the way I would want my Bears offense to be. Now, obviously, Bears didn't make the move. You won't get that shot. But he interviewed for every open position. This is a guy who's earned it. And listen, I'd go back to your point. For the Titans, you know, is this a day you say, oh, man, we lost. Well, they lost LaFleur. They lost Arthur Smith. They've got the pieces to have it. So I figure they'll replace it probably with somebody that can come in and handle it. But Arthur Smith has earned it. That's not just a guy who came in the spot and all of a sudden you're next and on the conveyor belt. I think he's earned being a head coach in this league. And, my gosh, his dad must be awfully proud
I will say this. For those of you who are inevitably going to tweet me, and I know who you are, you're going to tweet me and say, it's just an offensive coordinator. The talent's still there, right? Sure. But I also would point you to Atlanta. Once upon a time, Kyle Shanahan was offensive coordinator in Atlanta, and they got to the Super Bowl.
It's been different ever since. You're absolutely right about that.
And so let's not just act like it can't have a drop off. I mean, you know, Ryan Tannehill did not have the best year, and I think there's always a risk there that, you know, if somebody comes in and look, they're gonna tailor the system as best they can.
100%, because they know what they can do now,
right?
And that's happened now through LaFleur, through Arthur Smith.
But I would also say that it's not like there's zero risk here. It's not like there's
anytime you change,
the possibility exists that the Titans' offense can take a step back, and if that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.